first-time attendees.
Let's see if we can get one more contestant up there. Come on down. He drove all the way up here to play Who Wants to Be a Pervert. All right.
Okay, there's got to be about 1,000 people here at the Fetish Fair Flea Market, and a lot of them are being led around on leashes. Hey, how you doing? That was just a woman in a black rubber wedding gown. There's booths for just about every fetish here. There's a flogging booth. There's the over there. There's the genital guillotine table. And now I'm here at Midnight Blue Toys, and we've got a selection at this table of whips and a lot of wooden paddles.
My name's Blue, and I'm the owner of Midnight Blue's Toys.
Okay, Mr. Blue, you're the owner of this place. There's whips here, there's paddles, you've got all sorts of accessories, and I gotta tell you, don't let this further than here, but I'm sort of just getting started. So what kind of advice would you give me to kind of get into the entry-level fetish world?
Well, it really depends on what you're looking for, Dan. If you're looking for to meet a young lady, to get involved in the scene, if you want to get into bondage, we've got some gear here. Or if you're in for whips, we've got different kinds of bull whips, single tails, that are a crossover really from a lot of different markets.
Now, what are these leather, there's these leather and chrome kind of, they look like giant chokers. What exactly are those?
Those particular ones you were touching are called inverted suspension cuffs, and they're actually made to hook over someone's feet and lift them carefully off the ground.
No, I'm not into the feet. Do you have anything, I don't know, why don't we start with the hands? Do you have any, like, leather bracelets or something simple to get started?
Well, I've got one thing here for you, Dan. It's called a miniature bullwhip. It's about 24 inches long, and it's just something you can wrap around your hat when you go home at night to say, hey, I was at the Boston Fetish Flea.
And my hat. I do have a Red Sox hat that would look pretty good on. Now, Mr. Blue, I've always wondered, honestly, doesn't it really hurt to get whipped? And how do you prevent that from happening? There's got to be some specific techniques or something, right?
Well, really, it's like anything else. People can take it to extremes, but most of the people here, I think you'll find, are into pleasure and a small amount of pain. I don't have to cut you with a whip till you bleed to make you...
No, Mr. Blue.
No, I know you don't want that.
Definitely do not have to cut me. But
I can also essentially lay this whip on you to a point where it stings you a little bit. It raises the blood, not breaking the skin, but it'll raise the blood to the surface of the skin, so it'll heighten the sensitivity on your body. So I can actually crack it like that, or I can just let it whisper across your skin like that.
That's kind of the backhand you just did, right? The whisper, that's more of the...
Right,
a little spin on
the hand, throwing the whip with the back of my hand, because I have more control personally that way.
No blood with that backhand.
No blood. We wouldn't want to do that. We wouldn't really want to injure you and cause you to bleed.
I swear I just saw this guy from my gym, but he looks a lot different in hot pink leather or latex shorts than he does on the stationary bike. But anyway, I've moved from whips to chains, and I'm here at the table of a store called Stone Pine with Lola. How you doing, Lola?
Hi, Dan.
And Lola, I am new to this scene, and I'm wondering if you could just help me get started.
Well, first of all, you should do something about your look here. This kind of looks like something out of a J. Crew catalog, and it doesn't quite cut it with...
All right, go easy on me, Lola.
Except, wait, what is this on your knee? Is that some kind of Velcro bondage? Cool, where'd you get that?
No, it's not. You know what? You're the third person who asked me what that... That's just a knee brace, because I sprained my knee walking my dog.
Well, it's cool if you got one for the other leg. You could, like, tie them together with another strip of Velcro, and you'd be right in there.
All right, well, two knee braces. That's a start, I guess. Now, you've got a selection of all sorts of chains here, but the only kind of chain that I'm familiar with is my bicycle chain, so give me some advice here.
Well, the nice thing about chain is the sound it makes, you know, so you rattle when you walk. If you have, these are solid stainless steel collars and cuffs, and then they connect to these chains so that when you walk, you're actually making this noise, which is really yummy for some of us.
I don't know. I hear that sound of chains, and I just think of a tow truck. It makes me anxious.
Well, you know, I haven't heard of a tow truck fetish, but it's possible. Almost anything's possible.
Maybe that's the fetish I can develop. Lola, seriously, though, what's really surprised me about the crowd here is that for as many leather and latex-clad people that are being led around on leashes, there's a lot of really normal, sort of plain-looking people that could just be people that you see on the T every day.
And the reality is that most of the ones that you see on leashes are also people that would be at your grocery store. It's a lot of nice people. You'll notice that the relationships, the people seem to be very close. They're very intense. They care a lot. It's not scary weird. It's just kind of enjoying things together, whatever turns you on.
What else do we have here?
Well, over here, you've got floggers that are made out of bunny fur, so...
Floggers?
Floggers for striking someone with.
These are actual bunny fur. These look like those things you use feather dusting.
Exactly.
Did you use one of these to do a little dusting? Maybe I should pick one of these up.
Well, they're multi-purpose. It's kind of up to you.
I used to have a pet bunny. I'm not sure. But maybe this is where dear old Joan ended up.
Actually, I think this is Rudy. This was Rudy. A friend of mine is Egyptian, and he raises bunnies, and so he uses the meat, and we use the fur. These would be ankle bells and collars. Also, you can wear it as a belly chain for when you belly dance. Would you like that? You know, you'd be pretty hot as a belly dancer. A lot of people here are cross-dressers.
Are they? Yeah, I have noticed it. You think I should try that on?
You can try that.
Describe this to me. This is a...
This is a hand-woven chain that's got long little chains with bells on the end. It would look lovely around...
Okay, you're putting this around my waist now.
That's right.
This is a silver chain.
Right.
Swing my hips like... How exactly...
That's it. Back and forth. There you go. Straight forward. Whoa! You've got the...
Doing it. I like this. This is cool. Okay, I'm standing right outside of the stage for Aerosphere, which is the Boston Phoenix's, I think, the erotic section. And there is a gentleman laying on his back, shirtless, and there's a woman dressed in leather pants and a sort of a lacy tight top with her foot on his belly. And he is... What's that?
Do you want to be next in line?
The thing is, I'm not good with feet.
You're not good with feet? Well, you could do other things.
Very ticklish.
You're very ticklish? I'm ticklish too. It's not bothering me.
Now this guy down here, hello sir.
How are you today?
Good, you're laying on your back, you've got a foot on your belly and you're rubbing it. Does that, that feels good?
Nothing better.
Do you do a hand massage?
I could do a hand massage. Do you want to get up here while I massage your hand?
I'll come back.
You what?
I'll come back. Kiss the boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather in the dark.
Hi, my name is Robin. I'm also known as Lady Sapphire. I co-own Transitions, and what we do is we're a market... we're a store to help people make the transition from vanilla life into the BDSM scene.
All right, Robin, I've got to go. I've got to go pick up my dog, actually. But what's the one thing you think that I might pick up here at the Fetish Fair before I leave that's going to help me make that transition from the so-called vanilla life to this fetish scene?
I think the best thing that anyone can have is a good pair of comfortable leather cuffs, something that you can bring out to a lover, show them in a non-threatening way, something soft and furry on the inside, with a little bit of steel on the outside, something that'll really get them interested yet not scare them away.
Yeah, you're talking about handcuffs.
I'm talking about wide leather bands that you buckle on. It's not anything that anything that would lock, something that's very comfortable, something that frankly you could wear all night long. And a lot of people here actually wear them, you know, to kind of advertise if they go out, some of the more subtle ones. I don't sell them here, but Leather by Danny, absolutely fantastic merchant. Right down the hallway here to the left.
Leather by Danny, where is it, over in the corner?
Danny, Leather by Danny, right down here.
And do you think he also has belts?
Danny, if you can tie somebody up with it, Danny has it.
All right, I'm going over there.
You think he's got jackets or briefcases?
I don't know, maybe Bloomingdale's?
Contributor Dan Zevin was last seen at the Leather by Danny booth at the Fetish Fair Flea Market at the Bayside Expo Center.
Here and Now is a production of WDUR Boston with assistance from New Hampshire Public Radio and WRNI Rhode Island.
You might have some thoughts on this show. Our email address is letters@here-now.org. That's letters@atre-now.org.
Be gentle. You can call us at 617-358-0397.
You can also write us at Here and Now, 890 Commonwealth Avenue, Boston, 02215.
For more information about the show, visit our website at here-now.org.
I'm Robin Young.
I'm Bruce Gellerman.
Get into your radio.
And join us again Here and Now. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Funding for Here and Now is provided by Tweeter, offering a complete assortment of DirecTV satellite systems that deliver all out-of-state NFL games in digital picture and sound. Tweeter, audio, video, and a boatload of know-how.